Because the more you know about what the Bible says and the more you act on out of the Bible, the safer you are from sickness, from disease, from devils, from disasters, from everything bad.
What does the Bible say about being healed from sickness and disease? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for Healing School, a place to receive your healing as she shares God's promises from the Word.
Deuteronomy 28:61 says, every disease. We want to remember that. Every sickness, every plague. I'm not having the flu. I'm not having the swine flu, the Asian flu, the Hong Kong flu, or the Taiwan flu, or the any kind of flu. We don't have Texas flu because we don't have flu in Texas. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I'm not having that. I'm not taking the shots either, I can tell you that right now. Oh, Gloria, you shouldn't say that. I've already said it. I didn't say what you should do. I said, I'm not taking these shots. I'm already taking my shot. Glory to God, I've been redeemed. When I got born again, I got a shot. And I'm redeemed from sickness, disease, and flu. When I had to take my little kids to get shots to go to school, you know, I did want the little fellas to go to school, I would pray over that shot. And I'd say, you are not hurting my child in Jesus' name. That's another sermon. Glory to God. So we've been redeemed from bad. We've been redeemed from doubt. We've been redeemed from fear, from sickness, disease, every sickness, every plague. Now that has to be, if you're having problems this morning in your health, it has to be covered in that script, in that very scripture. Every plague, that's verse 61. Every sickness, every plague, even if it's not written in the book. You know, they're always coming up with new sicknesses and diseases. I guess, I'm sure the Lord knew that because that's why He put that in there. Even if it's not written here, it's covered. God's got us covered. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's just look at Psalm 91. A little bit this morning. We're just feeding our faith on the fact that we are healed, we're delivered. Psalm 91. Oh, I've got so many little scribbles around that. It's amazing. Psalm 91. Now this, really, Psalm 91 says even more to us. The most important thing it says to us is the describing the person who gets supernatural deliverance. I mean, you know, you can't live like the world and live like a fella that lives in the 91st Psalm. I mean, you can't just live any old way you want to and think, well, when I get sick, I know God will, you know, I'll go to church and I'll get healed. Well, that, I'm not saying you won't get healed. It might get harder for you to be healed. But that's so backward. I'm going to live like the world because I know if something bad happens, I can always call my mother, she'll pray, and I'll be all right. That is so backward. You can't live in the blessing that way. Maybe you can get healed when you get sick that way, but you can't live in the blessing that way. You want to. The blessing is every morning when you wake up, you're glad to be there. You're happy. You're comfortable. You got a good roof over your head. You got breakfast to eat. You got clothes to wear. Everything's good. You're at peace. You don't have any, if you have problems, you know what to do about them. You have to believe God. We're not living in a vacuum out here. We have to believe God. We're in a world where it's crazy, mixed up. But glory to God, we don't live there. We're in the shelter. We're in the refuge. We're in the place. We're in God. Amen? So let's look at that in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Well, it's not a secret from us. We know about it. But the world doesn't know about it. They don't give God attention, and He doesn't talk to them very much. The more you give Him attention, the more He talks to you. But this is me. I dwell. Gloria dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Whoever dwells, it says, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Look at that margin word there. Lodge. That's where you lodge. Shall lodge, shall live, shall stay. So where do you stay? I stay in the secret place. I lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. Now this is a protection portion of Scripture, but it's a healing portion too. It's everything you need. It's a freedom from accident portion. It's everything that protection from whatever the curse is trying to do to you. This is protection from it. I tell you, I never get tired of it. He shall abide. That means lodge. That means stay. He stays. How do you stay under the shadow of the Almighty? You do what He says, and you stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, I don't know what He says. I don't know. That's why you have a Bible. And that's why you should get in it every day, because the more you know about what the Bible says and the more you act on out of the Bible, the safer you are from sickness, from disease, from devils, from disasters, from everything bad. The more you know, the safer you are. And so those people who find that out and get into the Word, apply the Word, keep the Word applied, obey the Word. It's a two-edged sword here. You don't just hear it, you do it. You make changes when you see, if you want to live in this secure place, where you see you're missing it and you're going against the Word of God. You don't argue about it. You don't ignore it. You just say, I see that, Lord, and I'll do it. Or when the Lord speaks to you in your spirit and corrects you about maybe the way you've been speaking to others, or you've been out of love, or whatever it is, or maybe you've just been bad. When He talks to you, listen. What's He trying to do? He's trying to get you back in that place. Because, you know, if you sin, you, what do you do? What do we say happens when you sin? You miss the mark. You miss the secret place. You miss protection. That's why the more we know about the Word, the safer we are, and the less fear we have of anything that we hear or read or see, or, you know, we have a faith. You abide. There's an abiding faith. Faith that abides. The person that abides in the Lord, faith is easy. The person who just kind of goes to the Lord when he's in trouble, faith is hard for that person. Because faith is just obeying God. And then you have a solid foundation. You know you've got a solid foundation. You know you've been living like He said. But if you don't obey God, then you know you haven't been. And when you get in trouble, that comes up before you. Am I telling the truth? When you get in trouble, if you've been doing wrong, that wrong comes up before you. Instead of the Word of God coming up before you that reminds you that you're an abider, you're a doer, you're an obeyer. Who does that to you? The devil. Why does he do it? Because he wants control of you. And he is no good. So this says, this person abides, he lodges, he dwells, he stays there. He's not going in and coming out. I will say of the Lord, this person says so. He talks faith. He says, this abider says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. You know, you're always saying what's on the inside of you. You say what you have all the time. If you have good, you say good. If you're living in disobedience, you say bad. You say disobedience. So you're always saying, But this person is one who sold out to God. He's dedicated to God. He's an abider. He stays in the shadow of the Most High. He stays right there. He lodges there. And he says, he's my refuge. You could say, he says, he's my healer. He's my provider. He's my everything. He's the one I depend on. Glory to God. He's my healer, my fortress, my protection. In him will I trust. What'll happen? Surely he'll deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Who's the fowler? The devil. He goes around fouling things up. He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome or the deadly pestilence. Glory to God. When something happens, you know, that could be biological warfare. That could be just terrible things that happen and sicknesses that take over and come into people's nations and lives. But that doesn't affect me because I'm abiding. The pestilence is not coming on my house. Oh, Gloria, I wouldn't say that. Well, that's the difference between you and me. I say so. This man says so right here. See what it says? I will say. Your faith talks and your unbelief talks. You wouldn't think anything about saying, well, you know, we always get the flu. I'm not going to say that. But that sounds normal, doesn't it? To some people, that's normal. To us, it's abnormal. I'm not getting the flu in Jesus' name. Surely, I say so, I trust, and surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall, that would be any bad sickness, disease that could come along. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Or his wings. Under his wings shall you trust. Is that faith? Yeah. Trust. Under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His word. That's why I have confidence. His word. Glory to God. Is my shield and buckler. In the Hebrew language, I read in the Tehillim that the buckler is the word for armor. He is my shield and armor. Armor covers you. Glory to God. Have you ever seen an armadillo? It's covered with the shell. Glory to God. He's my shield and my buckler. It's circled. It's armor. It's a circle. He encircles us. Glory to God. When we trust him. And I'm talking about for healing, for finances, for family, for whatever it is. He is our shield and he surrounds us with protection, in other words. Glory to God. So in verse 5 it says, we will not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. Why would you be afraid if you've got your armor on? Why would you be afraid if God himself surrounds you? If he's your shield, hallelujah. If you're abiding in him, we have no fear in Jesus' name. Amen. We are not afraid for the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, or the bullet, nor pestilence that walks in noonday, nor destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000, this is a bad day at Black Rock right here. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Now, is that a big word or what? Here's 11,000 and one people. And one people is not touched. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That would be you and me. Bless the Lord. But what happens on the other hand if we let fear in? That's for faith people. That's for abiders. That's for people that believe the word. That's for people that believe Jesus bore their sicknesses and carried their diseases. What about those that don't believe? Well, they're not abiding. They don't have any armor. They're not encircled. They're not giving God anything to work with. Faith gives God something to work with. Unbelief shuts him off. God gives you a promise in the Word and you say, I don't believe that. That's your privilege. But you will never be bothered with it, whatever it was. Glory to God. But God gives you a promise in your Word and you receive it, you take it, you speak it, you do it, you obey it. It's yours. It's yours. You're delivered. You're healed. Hallelujah. I am an abider. Say that. I am an abider. I obey the Word of God. I say what I obey. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at one side, at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord. See, that's what I'm saying is, it's equivalent to this right here. Thou hast made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Just like you make Jesus your Lord and Savior, and you, if you grow up into Him, this part right here will come to pass too. But we take the Lord as our refuge, as our healer, as our deliverer, hallelujah. The Most High, thy habitation. We stay with Him. We live with Him. We connect to Him. We don't disobey Him. And what will happen for us? There shall no evil befall thee. Now, how could you get any better than that? No evil, as in no curse. There shall no curse come upon you. Bless the Lord God. Hallelujah. No evil. See, the blessing and the curse, that's not just something to talk about. That's real. There's a curse and there's a blessing. There's a way to receive the curse by disobedience. There's a way to live in the blessing by doing what God says, obedience. Amen. There shall no evil befall thee, nor any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So if sickness and disease has come near your dwelling and it's bothering you and you need healing of it, it's not the will of God for you to have it. Today, and we have to still walk by faith. I mean, you know, sickness tries to come on me occasionally, but I know better and I stand against it. But some people don't know better. If they know better, they don't do better. It's not enough just to know better. You have to do better. You have to say, no, you're not coming in here. You have to get on your scriptures and stay on your scriptures when you're well, that I'm not having any sickness or disease. Glory to God. Amen. You know, faith is, it's like once you get going in faith, it's like a roll. You get on a roll. You just want to take every part of your life and put it under the faith reserve. Hallelujah. Put it under where faith can cover it. You want to be a faith person. I tell you, it'd be the worst thing I can think of to go back and live in a natural way and not know I've been delivered. And just whatever. I remember what it was like. You know, sickness would try to come. People still live this way. It's hard to imagine it after being out of it so many years. But a symptom comes and people just immediately take it. I'm taking the flu. I'm taking this. I'm taking that. They just take it. No, we don't take it. We're not taking. We could say, we're not taking that. We could say that to the whole curse. We are not taking that. We are not taking poverty. Poverty is a curse. We are not taking lack. Lack is a curse. We are not taking sickness and disease. That's a curse. That's what we're supposed to do. Because we've been delivered from it, we don't have to take it. You know, I think it was our first meeting in Wisconsin that we had, and it was healing school, and everybody had come up, you know, and we were taking our stand. There was a little guy He was little. He was an elderly man, but he was very small. And we had a platform like this, and all the people were all crowded up. We were taking it. We were taking our deliverance. Glory to God. Taking our healing. And this little old man, I saw him, he said, I'm just not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take that curse. I forgot what he got healed of. I'm not going to take that sickness. I'm just not going to take it anymore. He was absolutely right. That's what we have to do. That's what Ken and I do. We don't take the curse. We refuse the curse. That's not our curse. Sickness is not yours. It's under the curse. A mind that's all messed up, that's not yours. A sound mind's under the blessing. A goofy mind's under the curse. We're not taking that. We're taking the blessing. God's not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Steve and Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, go to kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
I came in and I couldn't turn my head to the left. I had this neck pain. It'd been building for some number of weeks. This past month, it was just hurting. Tuesday night, Brother Creflo was speaking, and I didn't have my littlest one with me. I thought, I'm going to sit with the big people. And I sat on the side where I had to turn left. Well, that was the side where my neck was hurting. And of course, Brother Creflo was talking about, just keep sowing that word until it just rises up in you. All right, thank you, Lord, it hurts, but I'm going to keep turning this way, and I'm going to keep believing. The next morning, I went to throw my hair up in the towel, and I started to wince as if in pain. And it dawned on me, it doesn't hurt. I turned it all around, not any pain at all. And then I kind of forgot about it. I came back to service, and I'm worshiping. It doesn't hurt. I came into healing school, and I said, hallelujah. I was trusting the Lord for healing, and I didn't even think about it. Next morning, I went to throw my hair up in the towel, went to wince as if in pain, but it was gone.
And hallelujah.
I could turn it. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's great. Thank you, Lord.
I am so thankful that He is my healer. And anything that tries to come on me, I have the healer within me that pushes that away from me. I don't have to walk in pain. I've been healed. I've been delivered. God, my healer, dwells in me. And healing rises up from within my spirit and drives sickness, disease, pain right out of me. I don't have to live with it.
Laura got healed of a pain in the neck. Glory to God. That's serious. And whatever you've got, the Lord is ready to deliver you of it. In the message today, you either talk faith or unbelief. I'm telling you, whatever you say is what you give the devil license to do. If you say healing and health and you speak faith, you don't give him any room to work. But when you start saying, I'm sick, and you call all your friends and you say, I'm sick, you're opening the door to sickness. So you got to get that straight. Laura knew that God was her healer, and she knew her faith. She knew how to release her faith. She knew it had to speak. Faith speaks. We learned early in our walk that you get what you say. We learned that from Brother Hagin. You can have what you say. Mark 11, you can have what you say. Faith gives God something to work with. You speak what you believe all the time. And so you have to have the right thing in your heart. When you have the Word in your heart and you put it in your eyes or in your ears, it gets into your heart and comes out your mouth, it has faith behind it. Glory to God. And that's what you have to do. You got to get on the Bible side of life. Hallelujah. The Word side of life. I've been having healing school for 32 years. How about that? Jesus always comes to healing school. People always get healed at healing school. Why? Because we preach the Word, we believe the Word, we receive the Word, and things happen. That's really the way you can live every day at home, just hearing the Word, receiving the Word, doing the Word. We abide in the Word. We do what the Word says. But you know, the first thing you have to be sure of is that Jesus is the Lord of your life. The devil's a deceiver. He lies, he steals, he forces his way in if you let him. But the Lord comes in, the Lord Jesus comes in when you ask him. So if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life right now and you want to change, just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior and my healer. Take my life and do something with it in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to pray for your healing. In Jesus' name, I rebuke sickness and disease. I command it to come off of you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You rise up, you begin to do what you couldn't do before, and you right now say, I take my healing. You take it. Jesus has put it there for you. He took care of it for you. He bought and paid for it. It's yours. Now you take it. I take it. Say that in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Glory to God. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, you just write and we'll send you this package absolutely free called the Salvation Package. And it's the best decision you ever made when you said, Jesus, take my life. And do something with it. Join me again tomorrow for more on Healing School. I'll see you then. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.